Chapter 13, Scientific Principles and Materials. Scientific Method. The scientific method is a series of steps taken to solve a problem. These steps help eliminate errors and to achieve an accurate result. The scientific method is the foundation of automotive diagnosis. A scientific method involves the following steps. Step 1, observe the conditions or problem and define or describe the problem. Step 2, formulate an explanation that could be the cause of the problem. Step 3, use the explanation, or known as a hypothesis, to test to see if it matches the existing problem. If not, then return to step 2 to formulate another explanation. Step 4, after the explanation has proved to be a possible solution to a problem, additional tests should be performed to verify that the method works all of the time. Using the scientific method, while a service technician will not perform research, using a scientific approach to problem solving is very important. This means that every fault should be investigated to determine the root cause rather than solving what at first is thought to be the problem or fault. The root cause is the true cause of a failure, which may not be noticed at first. Many service technicians ask themselves, why when they discover a fault? Often this leads to another possible problem and then the technician should ask another, why? This scientific method of finding the root cause of an automotive problem is often called the 5 whys. By the time the technician has asked, why 5 times, the root cause is usually discovered. Examples of the 5 whys. As an example of using a scientific method approach to automotive faults, an owner may state that the vehicle does not start and the battery appears to be dead. Therefore, applying the 5 whys, or the scientific approach, first ask why. First why, what caused the battery to become discharged? To answer this question requires observation and the creating of a hypothesis, such as is the battery defective or did the customer leave the lights on? This requires questioning the owner and testing the battery. Second why, assume that the battery was in good condition but discharged. Now the technician should ask the second why did the battery become discharged? This means that a battery ignition off drain test needs to be performed as well as testing of the charging system. Assume the battery drain test was okay, but that the charging system was not working properly. Third why, the charging system was found to be not working correctly. A visual inspection found that the accessory drive belt was not tight enough to properly operate the alternator. The technician needs to ask the third why is the accessory drive belt still loose? Fourth why was the accessory drive belt loose? The cause could be a defective tensioner. If the tensioner itself was not a problem, then another why needs to be asked. Fifth why, if the accessory belt and belt tensioner were okay, then further investigation would be needed to find the root cause. For example, is one of the tensioner retaining bolts loose, maybe from a previous repair? This could be the root cause. Refer to Figure 13.1, energy, which is the ability to perform work, exists in many forms. Energy principles. Energy is the ability or the capacity to do work. There are many forms of energy, but chemical, mechanical, and electrical energy are the most familiar kinds involved in the operation of an automobile. See Figure 13.1. Energy in the form of a moving object is called kinetic energy. An example of kinetic energy is a moving vehicle. Energy is called potential energy if it is capable of being changed to useful energy, such as the potential energy stored in a battery or a vehicle at the top of a hill. In both of these cases, there is no energy being released, but if the battery were connected to an electrical load, such as a light bulb, or the vehicle starts moving down the hill, the energy is being released. Refer to Figure 13.3. Work is calculated by multiplying force times distance. If you push 100 pounds 10 feet, you have done 1,000 foot-pounds of work. Torque. Torque is the term used to describe a rotating force that may or may not result in motion. Torque is measured as the amount of force multiplied by the length of the lever through which it acts. If a 1-foot-long wrench is used to apply 10 pounds of force to the end of the wrench to turn a bolt, then 10 pound-feet of torque is being applied. See Figure 13.2. The metric unit for torque is Newton meters because Newton is the metric unit for force and the distance is expressed in meters. 1 pound foot is 1.3558 Newton meters. 1 Newton meter is 0.7376 pound foot. Work. Work is defined as actually accomplishing movement when force, torque, is applied to an object. A service technician can apply torque to a bolt in an attempt to loosen it, yet no work is done until the bolt actually moves. Work is calculated by multiplying the applied force, in pounds, by the distance the object moves, in feet. If you applied 100 pounds of force to move an object 10 feet, Then you accomplished 1,000 foot-pounds of work. 100 pounds times 10 feet is 1,000 foot-pounds. See figure 13.3. Refer to Newton meters to pound feet conversion chart on page 114. Frequently asked question. What is the difference between torque and work? The designations for torque and work are often confusing. Torque is expressed in pound feet because it represents a force exerted a certain distance from the object and acts as a lever. Work, however, is expressed in foot pounds because work is the movement over a certain distance in feet, multiplied by the force applied in pounds. Engines produce torque and service technicians exert torque represented by the unit pound feet. Power. The term power means the rate of doing work. Power equals work divided by time. Work is achieved when a certain amount of mass, weight, is moved a certain distance by a force. If the object is moved in 10 seconds or 10 minutes does not make a difference in the amount of work accomplished, but it does affect the amount of power needed. Power is expressed in units of foot-pounds per minute. Refer to figure 13.4. 1 horsepower is equal to 33,000 foot-pounds, or 200 pounds times 165 feet, of work per minute. Horsepower. The power an engine produces is called horsepower, or HP. 1 horsepower is the power required to move 550 pounds 1 foot in 1 second, or 33,000 pounds 1 foot in 1 minute, or 550 pounds times 60 seconds equals 33,000 pounds. This is expressed as 500 foot-pounds per second or 33,000 foot-pounds per minute. See figure 13.4. The actual horsepower produced by an engine is measured with a dynamometer. A dynamometer, or, often abbreviated as dyno or dyne, places a load on the engine and measures the amount of twisting force the engine crankshaft places against the load. The load holds the engine speed, so it is called a brake. The horsepower derived from a dynamometer is called brake horsepower, or BHP. The dynamometer actually measures the torque output of the engine. Torque is a rotating force that may or may not cause movement. The horsepower is calculated from the torque readings at various engine speeds, as in revolutions per minute or RPM. Horsepower is torque times RPM divided by 5,252. Torque is what the driver feels as the vehicle is being accelerated. A small engine operating at a high RPM may have the same horsepower as a large engine operating at a low RPM. Note, as can be seen by the formula for horsepower, the higher the engine speed for a given amount of torque, the greater the horsepower. Newton's laws of motion. Sir Isaac Newton was an English physicist and mathematician who developed many theories of science, including three laws of motion. Law number 1, Newton's first law of motion states that an object at rest tends to stay at rest and an object in motion tends to stay in motion unless acted on by an outside force. For example, it requires a large force to get a vehicle that is stopped into motion. It also requires that a force be applied to slow and stop a vehicle that is in motion. Law number 2, Newton's second law of motion states that the force needed to move an object is proportional to the mass of the object multiplied by the acceleration rate of the object. This means that it requires a great deal more force to accelerate a heavy sport utility vehicle, or SUV, than a small economy vehicle. The rate of acceleration also depends on the amount of force that is applied. Law number 3, Newton's third law of motion states that for every action, there is an opposite and equal reaction. For example, when the air-fuel mixture is ignited in an engine, the force is exerted on the piston, which is forced downward, which causes the crankshaft of the engine to rotate. The opposite action is applied to the cylinder head of the engine and applies the same force, although this part is designed not to move. Kinetic energy. Kinetic energy is a fundamental form of mechanical energy. It is the energy of mass in motion. Every moving object possesses kinetic energy, and the amount of that energy is determined by the object's mass and speed. The greater the mass of an object and the faster it moves, the more kinetic energy it possesses. Even at low speeds, a moving vehicle has enough kinetic energy to cause serious injury and damage. The job of the brake system is to dispose of that energy in a safe and controlled manner. Figure 13.5, kinetic energy increases in direct proportion to the weight of the vehicle. Refer to kinetic energy calculation chart on page 115. If a 3,000-pound vehicle traveling at 30 miles per hour is compared to a 6,000-pound vehicle also traveling at 30 miles per hour as shown in see figure 13.5, the equations for computing their respective kinetic energies look like this. Refer to calculations on page 115. The results show that when the weight of a vehicle is doubled from 3,000 to 6,000 pounds, its kinetic energy is also doubled from 90,301 foot-pounds to 180,602 foot-pounds. In mathematical terms, kinetic energy increases proportionally as weight increases. In other words, if the weight of a moving object doubles, its kinetic energy also doubles. If the weight quadruples, the kinetic energy becomes four times as great. If a 3,000-pound vehicle traveling at 30 miles per hour is compared to the same vehicle traveling at 60 miles per hour, see Figure 13.6, the equations for computing their respective kinetic energies look like this, refer to calculations on page 115. The results show that the vehicle traveling at 30 miles per hour has over 90,000 foot-pounds of kinetic energy, but at 60 miles per hour the figure increases to over 350,000 foot-pounds. In fact, at twice the speed, the vehicle has exactly four times as much kinetic energy. If the speed were doubled again to 120 miles per hour, the amount of kinetic energy would grow to almost 1,500,000 foot-pounds. In mathematical terms, kinetic energy increases as the square of its speed. In other words, if the speed of a moving object doubles, the kinetic energy becomes four times as great. And if the speed quadruples, say from 15 to 60 miles per hour, the kinetic energy becomes 16 times as great. This is the reason speed has such an impact on kinetic energy. Refer to Figure 13.6, kinetic energy increases as the square of any increase in vehicle speed. Frequently asked question. What is the difference between mass and weight? Mass is the amount of matter in an object. One of the properties of mass is inertia. Inertia is the resistance to being put in motion and the tendency to remain in motion once it is set in motion. The weight of an object is the force of gravity on the object and may be defined as the mass times the acceleration of gravity. Therefore, mass means the property of an object and weight is a force. Tech tip. Brakes cannot overcome the laws of physics. No vehicle can stop on a dime. The energy required to slow or stop a vehicle must be absorbed by the braking system. All drivers should be aware of this fact and drive at a reasonable speed for the road and traffic conditions. Kinetic energy and brake design. The relationships between weight, speed, and kinetic energy have significant practical consequences for the brake system engineer. If vehicle A weighs twice as much as vehicle B, it needs a brake system that is twice as powerful. But if vehicle C has twice the speed potential of vehicle D, it needs brakes that are, not twice, but four times more powerful. Inertia. Although brake engineers take both weight and speed capability into account when designing a brake system, these are not the only factors involved. Another physical property, inertia, also affects the braking process and the selection of brake components. Inertia is defined by Isaac Newton's first law of motion, which states that a body at rest tends to remain at rest, and a body in motion tends to remain in motion in a straight line unless acted upon by an outside force. Refer to Figure 13.7, a first-class lever increases force and changes the direction of the force. Refer to Figure 13.8, a second-class lever increases force in the same direction as it is applied. Mechanical principles. The primary mechanical principle used to increase application force in every brake system is leverage. In the science of mechanics, a lever is a simple machine that consists of a rigid object, typically a metal bar that pivots about a fixed point called a fulcrum. There are three basic types of levers, but the job of all three is to change a quantity of energy into a more useful form. A first-class lever increases the force applied to it and also changes the direction of the force. See Figure 13.7. With a first-class lever, the weight is placed at one end while the lifting force is applied to the other. The fulcrum is positioned at some point in between. If the fulcrum is placed twice as far from the long end of the lever as from the short end, a 10-pound weight on the short end can be lifted by only a 5-pound force at the long end. However, the short end of the lever will travel only half as far as the long end. Moving the fulcrum closer to the weight will further reduce the force required to lift it, but it will also decrease the distance the weight is moved. A second-class lever increases the force applied to it and passes it along in the same direction. See Figure 13.8. With a second-class lever, the fulcrum is located at one end while the lifting force is applied at the other. The weight is positioned at some point in between. If a 10-pound weight is placed at the center of the lever, it can be lifted by only a 5-pound force at the end of the lever. However, the weight will only travel half the distance the end of the lever does. As the weight is moved closer to the fulcrum, the force required to lift it, and the distance it travels, are both reduced. A third-class lever actually reduces the force applied to it, but the resulting force moves farther and faster. Figure 13.9, A third-class lever reduces force but increases the speed and travel of the resulting work. With a third-class lever, the fulcrum is located at one end and the weight is placed at the other. The lifting force is applied at some point in between. If a 10-pound weight is placed at the end of the lever, it can be lifted by a 20-pound force applied at the middle of the lever. Although the force required to move the weight has doubled, the weight is moved twice as far and twice as fast as the point on the lever where the force was applied. The closer to the fulcrum the lifting force is applied, the greater the force required by the weight and the farther and faster the weight will move. For example, first or second class levers are used on brake systems to increase braking force while making it easier for the driver to control the amount of force applied. Second class levers are the most common, and the service brake pedal is a good example. In a typical suspended brake pedal, the pedal arm is the lever, the pivot point is the fulcrum, and the force is applied at the foot pedal pad. See Figure 13.10. The force applied to the master cylinder by the pedal pushrod attached to the pivot is much greater than the force applied at the pedal pad, but the pushrod does not travel nearly as far. Leverage creates a mechanical advantage that, at the brake pedal, is called the pedal ratio. For example, a pedal ratio of 5 to 1 is common for brakes, which means that a force of 10 pounds at the brake pedal will result in a force of 50 pounds at the pedal pushrod. In practice, leverage is used at many points in both the service and parking brake systems. Heat and temperature. Heat and temperature are related, but are not the same. Temperature is the intensity of the heat source, whereas heat is the quantity of heat. For example, the heat from a match and a large fire may measure the same temperature, but the amount of heat generated by the fire is far greater than the amount of heat generated by a single match. Heat is measured in units called British Thermal Units, abbreviated BTUs. 1 BTU is the amount of heat needed to raise the temperature of 1 pound of water 1 degree Fahrenheit. For example, room heaters and air conditioners are rated in how many BTUs per hour can be added, heater, or removed, air conditioner, from a space in 1 hour. Heat energy can be transferred by three ways, including conduction. Conduction is the process of the heat traveling from a hotter part to a colder part of the same object or by direct contact. For example, if one end of a steel bar is heated, then the heat will travel by conduction toward the colder areas of the bar. Also, if the metal were touched, heat would travel from the steel bar to the finger. Metals are good conductors of heat, whereas plastic, rubber, and ceramics are poor conductors of heat and are called insulators. Convection. Convection is the transfer of heat through a liquid or a gas, which causes it to rise while the cooler liquid or gas falls within a container. A hot air balloon is an example where hot gas in the balloon causes it to rise above the surrounding cooler air. Radiation is a method of energy transfer where heat is transmitted through the air. Heat from the sun is transmitted through the atmosphere where it heats the ground. Heat can be felt above a hot stove. Refer to Figure 13.10. This brake pedal assembly provides a 5-to-1 mechanical advantage because a 10 pounds of force input results in a 50 pounds of force into the master cylinder. Tech tip. Conductors and insulators. If a material is a good conductor of heat, it is also a good conductor of electricity. Most conductors are metals, such as steel, copper, aluminum, and brass. Most insulators are non-metals, such as plastic and rubber. Therefore, if a material does not conduct heat, it usually will not conduct electricity. Frequently asked question. How does a coat keep you warm? A coat is worn in cold weather to keep warm. Does it keep the cold out or the heat in? Actually, both. But because heat travels from a warm object, human body, to a colder object, outside cold air, the primary purpose of a coat is to keep the body heat from escaping into the cold air. Temperature. Temperature is the measurement of the ability to give up or absorb heat from another body. Heat always flows from a warmer object to a colder object. Temperature is measured using two scales. Scale 1, Celsius, or, also called centigrade. The Celsius scale was devised by taking the freezing point and the boiling point of water and dividing it into 100 equal parts. Refer to Figure 13.11, a typical outdoor thermometer which is used to measure temperature, not heat. Tech tip. Quick and easy temperature conversion. Many service information and scan tool data are expressed in degrees Celsius, which is often confusing to those used to temperature expressed in Fahrenheit degrees. A quick and easy way to get an approximate conversion is to take the degrees in Celsius, double it, and add 25, see chart in Tech Tip section page 118. Scale 2, Fahrenheit. The Fahrenheit scale was developed by Gabriel Fahrenheit, 1686-1736, a German physicist who proposed the scale in 1724. He wanted to avoid using negative numbers, so the scale used had 0 degrees representing the coldest outside air temperature he had ever measured and used his own body temperature to represent 100 degrees. Later, more accurate measurements indicate that average human body temperature to be 98.6 degrees, so he was off by 1.4 degrees. Also, negative outside air temperatures can occur. Broken bar, see figure 13.11 in the comparison chart. Frequently asked question. What is thermodynamics? Thermodynamics is the study of the relationship among temperature, pressure, and volume changes. The laws of thermodynamics help engineers design and develop engines with higher efficiency. Thermodynamics is therefore used in the design of the cooling system, as well as in the engine. The more heat created by the burning of fuel in the engine, the more power the engine can develop using the same or less amount of fuel. Frequently asked question. Can water and acid be mixed together? Acids have a very strong affinity for water, and as a result, if water is poured into acid, the resulting reaction would be extremely violent and acid would be forced outward in all directions. Always pour acid into water, never water into acid. Technicians seldom need to work with acids because even battery electrolytes from the water and acid are premixed to help prevent the possibility of a technician creating a harmful reaction. Acids and bases. Acids. Acids are substances that can corrode metals and some can cause severe burns to the skin. Common household acids that are not harmful and taste sour include vinegar and lemon juice, or citric acid. Stronger acids include hydrochloric acid, nitric acid, battery acid. Basis. A base is a substance that can also burn the skin if strong enough and is also referred to as alkaline. Common household bases are generally not harmful unless eaten and have a bitter taste, including baking soda, soap, and antacid, such as milk of magnesia. Stronger bases, which can burn the skin, include lye, or sodium hydroxide, bleach, drain cleaner, pH scale. Most chemical cleaners used for cleaning carbon-type deposits are a strong soap, or caustic material. A value called pH, measured on a scale from 1 to 14, is used to indicate the amount of chemical activity. The term pH is from the French word pouvoir hydrogen, meaning hydrogen power. Pure water is neutral. On the pH scale, water has a pH of 7. Caustic materials have pH numbers from 8 through 14. The higher the number, the stronger the caustic action will be. Acid materials have pH numbers from 6 through 1. The lower the number, the stronger the acid action will be. Caustic materials and acid materials neutralize each other, such as when baking soda. A caustic is used to clean the outside of the battery, an acid surface. The caustic baking soda neutralizes any sulfuric acid that has been spilled or splashed on the outside of the battery. Caution: whenever working with chemicals, eye protection must be used. Gas laws. Gas laws are a set of characteristics that describe how gases act and the relationship between their temperature, pressure, and volume. Gas laws have application in most systems of the vehicle, including tires, air conditioning systems, and anywhere else gases are present. Boyle's Law. Boyle's Law was first written in 1662 by Robert Boyle and describes the relationship between volume and pressure of a gas in a closed container. Boyle's Law states that the volume of a gas varies inversely, or opposite, with the pressure exerted against it in a closed container. Therefore, if a closed container is compressed, the volume of the gas inside is reduced, but the pressure is increased. Charles's Law. Charles's Law was first formulated about 1787 by a French scientist, Jacques Charles. According to Charles's Law, when the temperature of a gas increases, the volume increases. When the temperature of a gas decreases, the volume decreases. Sound and acoustics. Sound is the movement of air that the ear interprets as sound. Sound travels through the air, which is called propagation. Propagation of sound is normally thought to be only transmitted through air, but liquids can also transmit sound waves. Sound has two properties. Frequency: this is also called the pitch of the sound and is measured in hertz or cycles per second. Normal hearing frequency ranges from as low as 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz. Very low frequencies, such as the heartbeat, of 1 or 2 hertz cannot be heard. High frequencies over 20,000 hertz also cannot be detected by humans. Intensity: the intensity of sound, which is also called loudness, is measured in decibels, or dB, named for Alexander Graham Bell, the inventor of the telephone. Relative intensity, or loudness, using the decibel scale, includes the following examples. A whisper is 10 to 20 decibels. Normal conversation is 60 decibels. Thunder is 110 decibels. And the threshold of pain is 120 decibels. Acoustics. Acoustics is the study of sound and how it is generated and transmitted. Acoustic engineers are employed by vehicle manufacturers to help reduce noise and designing methods to reduce or stop the noise from being transmitted into the passenger compartment. For example, according to acoustic engineers, about 80% of the noise created by the movement of the tires on the road is transmitted through the chassis and body of the vehicle. Only about 20% of the sound is transferred to the passenger compartment through the air. Plastics. There are two basic types of plastic. Thermoset plastic. This type of plastic is changed chemically when cured and shaped and cannot be reheated or reformed. Rubber is an example of a thermoset plastic material that cannot be remelted and reformed after curing. Other examples of thermoset plastics include Bakelite, or phenol formaldehyde resin, polyester resin, and epoxy resin. Thermoplastic. This type of plastic is flexible at room temperature. Thermoplastic can be recycled by grinding it into pieces and remolding it into another shape. Examples of thermoplastics include polyethylene, or PE, polyvinyl chloride, or PVC, polystyrene, or PS, ABS, or acrylonitrile butadiene styrene, PNylon, or polyamides. Plastic identification. While it is not important for the average service technician to determine what kind of plastic is being used for what application, it is important to know when restoring a part or refinishing a plastic part. For example, interior plastic parts can be made from the following plastic material: polypropylene plastic, PP, polyethylene, or PE, see figure 13-12, ABS plastic, ABS or PVC plastic, vinyl, or PVC plastic. Most large plastic pieces are labeled on the inside with letters, such as PP or P. However, if no marking is visible, it is still possible to identify the type of plastic using a simple basic test. A painter will need to know the type of plastic if refinishing these parts. Often replacement plastic parts are available in only one color and must be painted to match the original when being replaced. A burn test is used to test if the plastic part is polypropylene or ABS plastic by performing the following steps. Step 1. Remove a small piece from a hidden backside of the plastic part being tested. Step 2. Hold the small piece of plastic with tweezers and ignite the plastic. Step 3. Observe the burning of the plastic. No visible smoke means that the plastic is polypropylene. Visible black smoke means that the plastic is ABS. Step 4. To determine if a part to be painted is polyvinyl chloride. A copper wire test needs to be performed by heating a copper wire and then touching the heated wire to a hidden backside surface of the part being tested. After melting some plastic onto the copper wire, return the wire to the flame and observe the color of the flame. If the color of the flame is green and blue or turquoise, then the plastic is polyvinyl chloride, or vinyl. Figure 13-12, this interior plastic part is labeled PHD, which means polyethylene high density. After the type of plastic has been identified, then check with service information and paint literature to determine the proper paint and preparations needed to refinish the plastic part. Iron is a chemical element with a symbol of Fe. It is one of the most commonly available elements on Earth and is refined from iron ore. Steel is made from iron after further refining. The main difference between iron and steel is the amount of carbon. The amount of carbon is critical to the strength and characteristics of iron and steel. Iron and steel. Cast iron. Cast iron contains 2% to 4% carbon, and this carbon is usually in the shape of flakes of graphite 0.001 to 0.004 inches long. Cast iron is used in many automotive applications, including engine blocks, rear axle assemblies, and some suspension components. Ductile cast iron. In ductile iron, the carbon in the alloy with silicon are small ball shapes called spheroidals. Ductile iron is also called malleable iron and is used to make crankshafts. Gray cast iron. Gray cast iron is cast iron that has another element, silicon, in the alloy, giving the metal a gray color. Gray cast iron is used for engine blocks. Note: cast iron contains graphite, which acts as a lubricant when being machined. As a result, cooling oil or water is not needed when making cast iron brake rotors or brake drums. SAE steel designations. Steels are designed by a system established by the Society of Automotive Engineers and includes numbers to indicate the main element used in the alloy, plus the points of carbon. One part of carbon is 0.01%. In other words, 100 points of carbon is equal to 1%. The percentage of carbon in steel has a huge input on the strength and characteristics of the steel. For example, mild, or low carbon, steel has less than 20 points of carbon, or 0.02%. Mild steel is soft and easily formed, but is not very strong. Common usage of low-carbon steel is in tables and chairs and vehicle body parts where strength is not an issue. Medium-carbon steel usually has between 25 and 50 points of carbon, or 0.25% and 0.50%. This type of steel can be heat-treated to create steel that is ductile, or flexible, and yet has good strength. This type of steel is usually used in forgings and machine components. High-carbon steel usually has between 60 and 100 points, or 0.60% and 1.00% of carbon and is very strong. It is commonly used in vehicle springs and can be hardened. Caution: both medium carbon and high carbon steel can be hardened by heating and then cooling, using water or oil to rapidly cool the metal. Therefore, if heating any metal, always allow it to cool slowly to avoid changing the hardness of the steel. The SAE numbering designation usually includes four numbers. The first two numbers indicate the type of alloy, which could include several alloy elements. The last two numbers designate the points of carbon. A commonly used alloy for forged crankshafts is SAE4340. The analysis of this designation is, 4340 is an alloy that contains 1.82% nickel, 0.5% to 0.8% chromium, and 0.25% molybdenum with 40 points of carbon. Aluminum and aluminum alloys. Aluminum is a lightweight metal that is used in many automotive applications, including suspension components, engine blocks, and cylinder heads. Aluminum is almost always combined with small quantities of other metals to form an alloy, using copper, manganese, zinc, or silicon. Aluminum and aluminum alloys that are mechanically shaped are called wrought alloys and are labeled according to the International Alloy Designation System. The system uses a four-digit number, which identifies the alloying elements, followed by a dash and then a letter identifying the type of heat treatment. This is followed by a number identifying the specific hardness or temper of the finished alloy. A typical example would be 6061-T6. The 6061 is a 6000 series alloy with magnesium and silicon. The 61 further identifies other elements and their percentages. The numbering system for cast aluminum alloy is similar, but is designed by standards of the Aluminum Association, or AA. Review questions. Question 1, what is kinetic energy? Question 2, how is mechanical advantage used in the braking system? Question 3, what is the difference between torque and power? Question 4, how can a burn test help identify the type of plastic used? Question 5, what is the pH of acids and bases? Chapter quiz. Question 1, what term describes the ability to do work? A. Energy. B. Force. C. Potential. D. Thermodynamics. Question 2, technician says that work is being performed if a force is being applied, yet the object does not move. Technician B says that torque is a twisting force that may or may not result in motion, which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither technician A nor B. Question 3, two technicians are discussing engine horsepower and torque figures. Technician A says that torque is measured on a dynamometer. Technician B says that horsepower is derived from the torque readings as measured on a dynamometer, which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 4, an example of a lever and mechanical advantage used on a vehicle is the A. Radio volume control. B. Brake pedal. C. Fuel tank. D. Battery. Question 5, two technicians are discussing temperature and heat. Technician A says that temperature is the intensity of the heat source. Technician B says that heat is the quantity of heat, which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A, nor B. Question 6. Heat can move or travel by A. Conduction B. Convection C. Radiation D. All of the above. Question 7. Technician A says that 0 degrees Celsius is the freezing temperature of water. Technician B says that 100 degrees Celsius is the boiling temperature of water. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 8. Technician A says that pure or distilled water has a pH of 7. Technician B says that the pH of acids is less than 7. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 9. Technician A says that the kinetic energy of a vehicle is proportional to its weight. Technician B says that the kinetic energy of a moving vehicle is directly proportional to its speed. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 10. The type of plastic can be determined by using A. Blank test. A. Burn. B. Weight. C. Color. D. Depression. End of chapter 13.